Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. This episode, we're going to continue our coverage of the April satellite and radio communications issue. As a reminder, the cover feature is about qualification of GAN for space applications, as we've seen a couple of companies offering products in that area. We covered the technical features in the last episode, so what did we have for products?
Well, we have a couple of product features, one from Rogers, a new copper-clad laminate that they developed for antennas. This is really interesting. They call it Magtrex. In order to shrink the size of the antenna, they wanted to make the refractive index of the material higher. And to do that, they've increased both the permittivity and the permeability. And the advantage of doing both is that it is a better impedance match to free space. So it's really, I think, an elegant solution.
And I like the name.
Yeah, Magtrex. And then we have an article from NARTA Safety Test Solutions. This is an 8 kilohertz to 8 gigahertz remote-controlled, real-time signal analyzer. It's basically a variation of their Signal Shark, which is a portable signal analyzer. This is designed for use cases where you want to do remote control. Maybe you have distributed antennas, and so you're controlling these systems from a central area. So the box can either be mounted on a benchtop or put in a rack, and it provides the same kind of coverage as Signal Shark does. So those are our two product features. How about tech briefs?
So for tech briefs, we had the ultra-long signal averaging digitizers from Spectrum, and then we had two GAN products. We had 50% smaller GAN PAs for 5G massive MIMO and small cells from RFHIC, and we also had GAN on diamond PAs for CubeSat radios from Akash Systems, so two GAN products and in our space theme here. And then finally, we had ellipsometer measurements for dielectric properties to 6 gigahertz from Copper Mountain. So that's an interesting thing that they're offering to the industry now.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting article. I didn't really appreciate some of that until I read it.
So turning to the news, probably one of the big news items for the year. After one day in court, Apple and Qualcomm have resolved their patent issues, which have been going on for 2 years.
Thankfully.
Yes, and Qualcomm's the big winner here. They get $6 billion in royalty payments for the past 2 years. And to top it off, on the same day, Intel decided to get out of the 5G modem market, and Qualcomm will get all this business from Apple. So it's a double whammy, good news for Qualcomm.
Definitely.
Their stock was up 30% right after these announcements, so they're doing well. And I think as an industry as a whole, it's a great thing because now we've resolved the patent issues, the acquisitions of Broadcom trying to take over Qualcomm and Qualcomm taking over NXP have all been resolved and are done with. So I think it lets the industry move on. We're all in kind of at peace now and they can concentrate on 5G market for the U.S.
Exactly.
What did you see in the news?
Well, a couple of things related to the semiconductor industry. One is MACOM has made an interesting move to try to improve their chances of getting design wins in China. They are forming a joint venture with a Chinese component company called Gortec. This is about a $3 billion a year company that does component manufacturing. The deal with MACOM is to create a joint venture where Gortec, or this JV, will actually sell MACOM's gallium nitride on silicon products into the Chinese base station market, which includes Hong Kong and Macau. MACOM gets a $30 million upfront payment for doing this JV, and then they'll get dividends and royalties throughout the term of the agreement. They say it could amount to about $135 million over whatever time frame. So it's a pretty interesting move. I think it probably makes sense for MACOM in the sense that MACOM is obviously well known in the U.S., but maybe not as well known in China. Certainly any U.S. company has a disadvantage doing business in China. And MACOM is pushing a new technology, GAN on silicon. So I think by aligning themselves with this JV, they'll probably have more guanxi, so to speak, and do a better job of, or have more success in China. The other interesting news item, there's a new company that's entering the RFIC market called Altum RF. Greg Baker, whom we know, a longtime industry player, is the president and CEO. And this company is formed to kind of move into the gaps that are being caused by industry consolidation. They intend to play largely in gallium arsenide and gallium nitride, although they see themselves working pretty much the full chain, including silicon germanium and RF CMOS type devices. They'll have design centers in the Netherlands and Sydney, Australia. And so they'll be a global semiconductor company, of course, fabless. and they'll do their assembly and tests largely in Asia Pacific. So it's an interesting entrant. They already have something like 26 products on their website. And I had a chance to talk to Greg earlier this week by phone. We recorded the conversation, and our viewers can listen to that. It's on the Microwave Journal website in the RFIC channel. So interesting news, and they'll be at IMS, so people will have a chance to catch up with them there.
And now we have a special guest in the studio. Steve Ellis, Product Line Manager of Interconnect at Pasternak, joins us. They're introducing a new product line for high reliability cables. So let's take a look at a clip from that interview now. So what are the key features that these cables will have that will allow people to use them for these A&D programs?
So the main features are they need a high quality product using high quality traceable material and full testing that verifies that performance. So Pasternak invested quite a bit of money in materials, in equipment, in facilities, and in developing processes and training so that we can fill those needs and have them on the shelf or be able to turn them quickly. And the things that the customer needs is lot traceability, to be able to control the material and know where it came from. They need some sort of guarantee of the performance, and so we give them test reports. And they also need to know that they can go back and have records of this material, and we can do that as well to help with the quality assurance side of things.
Interesting. So obviously there are a lot of different applications for high rel cables. Can you talk a little bit about it, how you're going to build out the product line in terms of the different models and types of cables and so forth?
We started with product that is already part of the MIL DTL QPL product. We added a series of six different coax types, and they're all MIL DTL RG style cable. These perform generally up to 12 gigahertz, and we have four basic connector types available there: BNC, Type N, SMA, and TNC. In the next phases, what we're going to do is we introduce high performance cables that will take this further into maybe reaching up to 18 gigahertz. And the way we're doing that is we're adding a high performance, low loss cable line, but these are not MIL DTL product. So typically customers would require a set of standards be met and also some operations such as thermal conditioning to make sure that this cable is not going to change in performance over time. So we've added those criteria, and we actually thermal cycle all of the coax prior to assembly. So the product line will continue to expand, but right now we have this offering of about nine different coax types and about six different connector types.
Wow, that's great. It was good to catch up with Pasternak. They've really been expanding their portfolio to all areas, so very broad product offering.
And we have an article on this offering that's going to be in our June supplement, so people can get more information there.
And now a big announcement for us. We've been doing EDICON USA for 3 years now, and we are officially transitioning to an online event, so we introduce EDICON Online. This will take place September 10th through the 12th, which were the same dates we were going to have the physical event. And it will be made up of a three-day event, and there'll be 12 half-hour sessions each day. It will start off with a keynote, and it'll be followed by sessions from experts in the industry and companies. And we did a survey of engineers, and the reason we came to this conclusion is they just don't have the time or the funding to go to more conferences.
Right.
So we're going to bring the conference right to them. It'll be right to your desktop. You can watch it anytime, anywhere. And if you participate live, you can be part of the Q&A session, or it'll be on demand at your convenience. So I think it's a great setup, and we'll see how this works.
Yeah, I was really impressed, or am impressed, with some of the speakers that are lined up. Of course, Eli Bruckner, who's kind of the father of radar. Joe Gersey from DARPA, also a radar consultant. Carolyn Chan from Intel, Robert Smith from Plextech. We have Steve Sandler from Picotest, Eric Bogatin, who's a professor at the University of Colorado and also associated with Teledyne LaCroix. And then for EMC, EMI, Ken Wyatt and Mike Violette. So a real world-class lineup of people, and I think their presentations will be very interesting.
Yeah, it all fits into our main topics, which are 5G IoT on one day. That'll be followed by radar and antennas. And we'll also cover signal integrity, power integrity, and EMC-EMI topics.
I think the concept is great because I know from my own experience, you have the best intention to go to a conference, but things just kind of overtake you at work. And particularly to get on a plane or to have to fight traffic to go somewhere when you can just click and be online in a matter of moments.
Saves a lot of money and time for the companies too.
Exactly. So you can find out more information about this from the website, ediconline.com. So check it out. You'll be able to see the technical program and identify which of the presentations that you want to participate in. So I think that's about a wrap, isn't
it? It is.
Well, we want to thank you for watching, as always, and we want to thank our sponsor for this episode, Pasternak. They are the engineer's RF source. As you heard earlier, they have a tremendous line of products that you can choose from with same-day delivery and very strong application support. So the next time you need RF microwave components, please check them out. Thanks for watching.